It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Blue Star Wars. Mike McCarthy escapes. For the past five seasons, Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy has done his best to lead the team back to the top of the NFC and finally back into the Super Bowl. Just like departed coaches like Jason Garrett and Wade Phillips and Bill Parcells and Dave Campo and Charlie Chan Gailey before him, it simply didn't happen. And for Dallas Cowboys fans, the January 28, 1996 Super Bowl 30 remains a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Cowboys Emperor Jerry Jones' Death Star functions more like a Yugo. 1 year ago, McCarthy's former team, the Green Bay Packers, blew out the Dallas Cowboys in a first-round playoff game. The wild-card Packers jumped out to a 27-0 second-quarter advantage, and early in the fourth quarter, Green Bay led this game 48-16 before cruising to a 48-32 total demolition of the heavily favored 12-5 Dallas Cowboys. The DFW Metroplex fully expected that the Dallas Cowboys 82-year-old team owner, Jerry Jones, would fire head coach Mike McCarthy after that embarrassing loss. Instead, old Jerry kept McCarthy tethered in Dallas to complete the final year of his $5 million per year contract as the team's head coach. Ironically, the Cowboys unloaded a Brinks truck recently to keep their star quarterback and wide receiver in Big D. Even after January's surprising first-round loss, Dallas Cowboys skeptics, like me, expected this team to be competing for another playoff spot this year. The 2024 schedule looked a bit harder, but Dallas Cowboy fans expected their team to win 10 or more games again this season. Just days before the first game of the regular season, team owner Jerry Jones opened up his wallet and gave veteran quarterback Dak Prescott a brand new contract. The Dallas quarterback, who has a 2-5 record in postseason games, became the NFL's first $60 million per year player. In late August, old Jerry signed off on a new big money deal to retain wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, too. His new contract is for $136 million spread out over four seasons, which works out to $34 million a year. In making those two very expensive moves, the Dallas Cowboys just committed nearly $100 million annually, or 40% of the team's 53-man salary budget, to retain only two of their players. Unfortunately, quarterback Dak Prescott went down in week number 9 this year with a season-ending hamstring injury, and the Dallas Cowboys were only 3-5 entering that game. Without Prescott at quarterback for the second half of the season, the Dallas Cowboys' wealthy wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb's production tanked too. He scored half as many touchdowns, 6 this year, compared to the dozen which he tallied in 2023. The Cowboys finished with a 7-10 record and now have the 12th pick in the upcoming spring NFL draft. Dallas finished a distant third in the NFC East this year. The Cowboys can thank the NFC East perpetual cellar dweller New York Giants, who finished 3-14, for two of their 7 wins this year. Dallas beat only 3 teams with a winning record: Pittsburgh by 3 points, Washington by 8, and Tampa Bay by 2 points. In the last week, we learned that Dallas Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy, whose 5-year contract expired yesterday on January 14th, had been prohibited from even talking with future employers in the last week or two. In the ensuing 9 days after Dallas's final game back on January 5th, the Cowboys team owner Jerry Jones refused requests from other NFL teams to speak with McCarthy about their coaching vacancies. Emperor Jones claimed that he wanted to have a deeper discussion with his coach about last season and the team's future prior to determining whether a new contract would be offered to him. Remember, the power of the dark side claims to be strong. Yeah, right. But there is good news, everyone. On Tuesday, the 61-year-old Mike McCarthy's contract with Emperor Jones finally expired, and he has escaped the Dallas Death Star and become a free agent once again. After posting a 49-35 regular season record with the Cowboys over 5 years and going 0-3 in the playoffs, Coach Mike McCarthy is now free to explore new options to continue his career. And today on Wednesday the 15th, the Chicago Bears are interviewing Mike McCarthy for their open head coaching position.
Da Bears are the arch enemies, you might remember, of McCarthy's longtime NFL employer, the Green Bay Packers. Perhaps hiring Green Bay's former coach might inspire both the Bears fans and to serve to rejuvenate Coach McCarthy. Then again, probably not. Chicago hasn't fielded a winning team in 7 years, back to 2018. And as we've covered recently here, a head coach can only do so much with the players being drafted and signed by the team's general manager and team owner. Another report this week indicates that Mike McCarthy is planning to discuss the open head coaching job for the New Orleans Saints in the coming days. There's little doubt that Mike McCarthy will land on his feet again soon as either a head coach or an offensive coordinator. And speaking of coordinators, does anyone remember Dan Quinn? Leaving the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff sometimes can work in your favor. One of Mike McCarthy's former assistant coaches in Dallas has flourished elsewhere after being released by the Dallas Cowboys 1 year ago. You might remember that Dallas owner Jerry Jones fired the defensive coordinator Dan Quinn last January after the Cowboys' embarrassing home loss to those Green Bay Packers. Released from the clutches of Emperor Jones, Dan Quinn interviewed for and won the top job in Washington beginning this season. And his team is still playing. They're 13-5 and will go to Detroit on Saturday night at 7 p.m. on Fox if you want to watch in the NFC Divisional Round Playoff. Take that, Jerry Jones. Woo! But now, Deion Sanders and family are flirting with old Jer. Oh, yeah. As we predicted here several weeks ago, the Dallas Cowboys and their former defensive back-turned-college coach, Deion Sanders, are making today's sports headlines. The current Colorado Buffaloes head coach indicated that he and Jerry Jones had a nice discussion on Monday of this week. Coach Prime is 2 years into a $30 million four-year contract in Boulder to coach the University of Colorado's football team. And Deion Sanders has hinted that he and his two sons, including highly touted quarterback Shadur Sanders and the not-so-highly touted brother, defensive back Shiloh Sanders, might take the coaching job in Dallas if all three of them were to come as a package deal. The only way that Dallas, though, could assure Deion Sanders of being able to coach his quarterback son, Shadur, would be for the Dallas Cowboys to trade their current starting quarterback, Dak Prescott, to an NFL team which currently holds the number one pick in the upcoming draft. And that would be the Tennessee Titans. Would the former Houston Oilers franchise be willing to pay $60 million a year for veteran quarterback Dak Prescott over selecting a talented rookie quarterback at less than half the price? Others are speculating that Deion Sanders may be utilizing this discussion with Jerry Jones just to spark his current employer, the University of Colorado, into renegotiating that contract to pay him more money to stay put. The Colorado Buffaloes, by the way, finished 9-3 last season and have seen a huge surge in attendance and merchandising revenues after hiring Deion Sanders as their coach 2 years ago. And you also might remember that Deion Sanders has coached his two sons in high school and now in college at both Jackson State and Colorado. And yeah, that's very unusual, so it should not come as a surprise, though, that he might want to do the same thing in the NFL. Note to Deion Sanders, Troy Aikman believes that that Dallas job is not very attractive. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman spent 12 years in Dallas as the team's first marquee draft pick after Jerry Jones bought the team in early 1989. A winner of three Super Bowl rings during the early 1990s in Dallas, Troy Aikman became a broadcaster after retirement with Fox Sports, and he has watched the Dallas Cowboys struggle for almost 29 years now without returning to play in a single Super Bowl since 1996. This week, Troy Aikman was asked about that Cowboys open coaching job. In doing so, he took an indirect shot at meddling team owner Jerry Jones, being his own worst enemy by interfering with the team's head coach. Said Aikman, quote, "As far as a coveted job, I don't think that's accurate. I think most football people that take over as a head coach, they want to do it on their terms. And that's hard to do in Dallas." Bingo! Troy Aikman remembers how Jerry Jones' meddling caused legendary football coach Jimmy Johnson to quit the team after only 5 years and two Super Bowl rings in Dallas. But the Emperor is on the march again to find another apprentice in Dallas. Sure, Mike McCarthy should have been fired after last year's playoff debacle in Dallas. Today, most Dallas Cowboy fans are cheering his departure from Big D. But perhaps billionaire Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was biding his time in 2024. and saving $5 million by making McCarthy finish that five-year contract, hoping that another big-name coach might show some interest in the coaching position. What happened to Bill Belichick? The longtime Patriots leader Bill Belichick recently accepted the head coaching job with college football's North Carolina Tar Heels. Perhaps Nick Saban might be interested in coming to Dallas. Alas, the former Alabama head coach seems relatively happy with his new gig at ESPN, other than having to sit next to that goofball Pat McAfee every Saturday morning during the fall. This week, the hot Dallas Cowboys coaching rumor has become Deion Sanders. But tomorrow, it might be someone else. As long as the NFL and fans are talking about his team, Dallas owner Jerry Jones is more than happy to take to the microphone and opine about it. And one thing is certain. Blue Star Emperor Jones is busy setting the traps to lure yet another coaching apprentice, or should I say minion, for his Cowboys. A long, long time ago, 29 years to be exact, NFC East teams used to beware the power of the dark side in Dallas. Today, not so much. I'm Swamp Swami.
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!